Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it? I sure am glad you did. And before we start, I just have to say three cheers for the fine folks who we do our show through over at Blog Talk Radio, because I, everything seems to be working. And I'm very happy about that because our guest today, I did not want to have to call her or her agent and explain that the site was down again or anything. So three cheers to you folks who are keeping everything going. I greatly appreciate it, as does my blood pressure. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome today's fantastic guest. She's just cool, turned up to 10. She's an author. She does all kinds of stuff, but and I just found out she used to have a radio show, so I didn't know that. But without further ado, I'd like to welcome Miss Britt Elders, author of UFO Contact from the Pleiades. And
thank you. I am so pleased to be here. I'm so glad it worked out. The first couple times had glitches. Third time is best.
I know. I'm telling you, I was starting to listen to for clicks on whenever I used the telephone. You know what I mean? It was, I didn't know what was going on. Oh man!
It was a little bizarre, but that's okay. That's life.
Yeah, I would feel. Now, I used to make this joke years ago. I thought it was very clever and funny. I was like, the joke went something along the lines of government cover up. In about UFOs or whatever. And the joke was, I've been to the post office. I've been to the DMV. I can't see those guys organizing anything like that, And then Snowden happened. And that joke was done because he was right.
Right.
My joke now is I feel bad for anybody who has to, monitor my phone calls or read my emails because talk about Dullville. Oh, my gosh. That's the worst job ever. There's nothing happening to my email. Exciting.
Yeah, it's really
except
true, though.
Except me apologizing about the show not going on, there being Oh, my gosh. So, Brent, let me ask you. Now, you're in the Southwest right now. And I believe they call it the High Desert Area. Are you a native of that area? Did you grow up in that
yes,
neck
I
of the
am.
Woods?
What? I'm
wow,
a native Arizonan.
Cool.
Yes.
Nice. Nice. It's funny because my wife went to Las Vegas for the first time last year. She grew up here in South Florida, and, she was always complaining how hot it is here. And I said, you're going to Vegas. Enjoy, because it's real hot out there in the Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
But you get out there, and she's like, it's hot, but it is so much better. I'm not sweating. You are sweating. It's just immediately evaporating.
It's a dry heat, yes.
Yes, absolutely. I describe that neck of the woods. People ask me. I lived for a summer many, many years ago in Las Vegas. I moved from San Diego. I went through a heartbreak. Threw in the towel with San Diego, moved to Las Vegas, lasted 3 months, then moved back to San Diego, got it together. The people I always ask me, they're like, what was it like? The weather, it's got to be so hot. And I said, you get used to it, but I don't know about everywhere else, but in Las Vegas, I always felt that God was following me around with a big, giant hairdryer on high point constantly.
That's a great way to put it.
Never ending hot wind. And then I went to visit in the winter one time, and it was cold.
Yes. It does, especially in the deserts at night, it gets so cold. People don't realize that when they come to visit, especially in the southern areas of the state, they think desert hot. And in the evenings,
right.
It can cool down a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, I know that you're, empathetic, sensitive, aware of different fields of, that maybe other people aren't as perceptive of. And do you think that that is, I know that area where you're at kind of indicative of that. There seems to be a lot of people that are drawn to that type of thing that wind
mm-hmm.
up out there. It just seems to be one of them things that happen. Do you think that there's something to that, or is it just you're in a cool place and there's cool
stuff
happening?
I think everybody has that sensitivity. I think out here, because we have so much space, and even when you're in a city, it doesn't take long to get out and really connect with nature and get out of the city vibes. I think people have a tendency to do a little more internal work, if you will, to kind of raise their vibrational levels, their frequencies. And that's not just true in Arizona, but in all of the Southwest. And we have so much heritage here in cultures that are very tuned in to the earth, to nature, that sort of seeps through all the other cultures in a really positive way. It's quite beautiful. But I think
we all have
the ability. It's just we have the space and in some ways the time. Out here we're not quite so hectic 24 hours a day as you are in New York or even in Florida. And I have spent time in Florida. And it's always a go, go, go. You got to do something while you're out there. It's very different than it is out here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all, where we're at, we're on the Atlantic side, just up from Miami and Fort Lauderdale area. And, we say it's the eighth borough of New York. It's there's no southern accents here. A lot of New York accents. frankly enough. New York and South America, Caribbean, if you will. Very, very strange area. But I like it out there, and you're right. It is, the sky is huge, people say, well, what does that mean? You're waxing poetically, and I'm like, yes, I am, but until you experience that, it's hard for me to explain it. But if you're out there, mark my words, you'll say, if you haven't been out there before, yes, they're right. It's very big out here.
Yeah, it is so gorgeous at night because you can look up, you can actually see the Milky Way. Most places can't see that anymore because of living in a city and the pollution in the air. But here we have dark sky cities where, lights are regulated, so they're down low, but that's because we have so many telescopes out here in the Southwest. And it's just nice to walk outside, feel that cool air, look up and see this blanket of stars that is just so gorgeous. It's something you really can't see, and you're missing if you live in an area like a big city. It doesn't matter what the city is. If there's enough light to block out the night stars, and it just is so refreshing and wonderful to go out and really look at it and absorb it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, in your bio, folks, for those who don't know, if you tuned in thinking we're talking to, having one of our music guests on today, well, yes, Britt Dutz is the singer of a rock and roll band. No, I'm kidding.
That's one thing I haven't done.
Well, it probably would be a little more crazy than, maybe not. anyhow, she, you've got so many accolades and you've done so many things, but it really known in forgive me, folks. I know I'm an old man, new dog tricks and all that, or an old dog, new tricks and all that. I still refer to it as UFOs. I know the thing now is UAPs. unexplained things in the night sky.
There you go.
Non-terrestrial intelligent beings visiting, contacting via whatever. You're into this stuff. And did something happen in your life that turned you into this, onto this path? If you don't mind saying.
It's sort of interesting because my dad was a rocket engineer, worked on the early missile systems, and I remember him and his buddies coming in when I was a little kid saying, what was that was in the sky today? It wasn't one of ours. And having conversations like that. So, and my dad was very curious, too. He'd seen these things. And when they'd send a missile up, which generally turned around and came right back down, there were these things out in the sky. So they were all wondering what those were. So I grew up with that, and it just was sort of normal. And then this particular case, because I had a very diverse background in English. I'd been writing since the age of 8 and things like that.
Wow.
It's just, I never stop. I want to learn something new every day. And my husband and I had created this company called Intercept, which was electronic countermeasure, which provides a form of protection against eavesdropping and wiretapping. We worked primarily with financial institutions and with Fortune 500 companies. And we had quite a reputation for doing good work. A friend of ours brought this UFO case to us and laid out the pictures and said, you got to get involved with it. We took a look at the pictures and went, oh, they're too good to be true. This was back in 76.
Okay.
And we didn't have computers then. We didn't have Photoshop. We didn't have cell phones that took pictures and movie footage and, you know, all this beautiful, clear image that we have today. So we looked at it and we said, no, we're not going to risk our reputation. About 6 months later, we had a sweep, is what it was called, in London. We went over there, did our work for Intercept, and decided to go on into Switzerland to meet with Mr. Edward Billingmeyer, who was the man who had reportedly taken the photographs. We thought we'd go in and declare it basically a hoax in one day. We were there 5 days, and when we left, we had images, the photographs. We had movie footage of these UFOs. I still use the term, too. We had metal samples from the skin of the craft. We had audio recordings of the craft, and we had witness statements. So at that point, it was like, oh, my gosh, okay, there's a lot more here that really deserves a thorough investigation. And that's how we got involved.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Well, first off, three cheers to you and your husband for the most interesting work vacation / vacation add-on ever in the history of anything. What do they call those on cruise ships? Excursions?
Excursions, yeah.
Talk about an excursion. Man, that's fantastic. I am very, very impressed. Now, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I am turning into an old man. I don't know how that happened. It was really never the plan, but it nonetheless, I'm as surprised as you are that has happened. But in that journey, I have learned enough to know I don't know everything. There's just been so many things that have happened that, that I don't know. I don't have I can't explain away everything.
Right.
And UFOs or UAP, whatever you want to call them, is one of those things. And there just seems to be, you know, what's the old adage? Where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, there just seems to be a heck of an awful lot of smoke. And last year, maybe the year before, I can't remember, but even the government, you know, they had these big things and whatnot, these big hearings, and, you know, they all got together.
Congressional hearings and a lot of reports, yeah.
All this stuff, and even they're saying, well, there's something. We don't know what it is, but, yeah, there's something.
And the Navy released its TikTok footage. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, and of course, and those guys, you know, I have, even today, I have friends that are like, well, you know, maybe those guys just saw something. I said, you got to understand, the Navy, I don't know what one of those planes cost, how many billions of dollars one of those jet fighters
right.
cost, but you're putting, they trust those guys enough to put them in charge of that. You know, this isn't just somebody in a bar that's had too much to drink or something, tell them a tale. You know, I think that has some weight. You know, there's some validity there. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Thinking about LASIK? LASIKMD offers FDA-approved technology, and our surgeons have performed over 2 million procedures. Now, for a limited time, get $1,000 off LASIK at LASIKMD with promo code GET1000. $1,000 off LASIK. LASIK is virtually painless, takes about 10 minutes, and most patients recover within 24 hours. Book your free consultation today at LASIKMD.com and save $1,000 on LASIK. Promo code GET1000. LASIKMD.com.
Dr. Alban and her team at LASIKMD Miami look forward to seeing you.
Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
Hey, rockers. This is Stacey Lane Wilson, author and editor of the Rock and Roll Nightmares book series. I have a new podcast that features interviews with musicians, artists, authors, filmmakers, and music historians. In season one, I interview Phil Soussan from Ozzy Osbourne's band, Scott Crawford, the director of the Cream magazine documentary, Lisa S. Johnson, the award-winning author and photographer of the books 108 Rockstar Guitars and Immortal Axes, just to name a few. The Rock and Roll Nightmares podcast explores the dark and mysterious and sometimes funny side of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. Enjoy on RSS or anywhere you like to listen to podcasts.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. And there just seems to be again and again, and I think the Billy Meyer case, that was got to be one of the most publicized. I mean, that was a big deal. I remember being,
yes.
I don't know if how conscious in 1975 I was of that, any of that, but a couple of years, you know, when I was a preteen to a teenager, I started reading a lot of books. I was reading all these UFO books and stuff, and that was in there. I remember seeing it, you know. That's pretty amazing. And you were on the forefront of that. That's pretty neat.
Yes, you know? Our investigation lasted 7 years. And we were all around the world using different laboratories to analyze very specific things. Like the images needed to go to a certain set of laboratories. The metal went to IBM and other laboratories. The sounds of the craft went to other laboratories using other engineers. After 7 years, we could not duplicate everything Meyer had duplicated. So how did this man, this farmer in Switzerland, with a minimal book learning type education, he was worldly, he had traveled through the Middle East and Europe, but he didn't have the knowledge base it would take to create a metal specimen that had pure metal, a crystalline structure, and then more pure metal. He didn't have the knowledge base to put thulium, which is a rare earth element, into that metal sample, but it was there. He didn't have the knowledge base or the equipment, because he was really a very humble and not a fluent man at all. He did not have a lot of money, but he had sounds that when our audio engineers listened to them, they could not explain how they were made, because it was all these different frequencies. And then they would merge together in one frequency that resonated with the Schumann resonant or the Schumann frequency of the Earth, and then it would expand again into all of these various frequencies. And looking at it on the oscilloscope and things like that, and trying to figure out how he did it, was as much of a complex mind exercise as anything else that we did. It was really quite an amazing investigation.
That, again, folks, this is 19, in the 70s, you know?
Yeah, this is the late 70s, yeah.
Yeah, and let me put it in perspective. I remember being a kid in the 70s and watching Doctor Who. They couldn't do those types of effects.
No, Industrial Light and Magic was just getting started.
Absolutely, They, you know, and then this guy in the barn in Switzerland's going to do that. You know, come on. There's got to be, and I mean no disrespect. I joke around a lot. I do that, folks, when I get nervous sometimes, always have. But the thing is one of the insidious things, and I mean no disrespect, we were talking about Mr. Meyer and this amazing case, is one of the insidious things is that people tend to just dismiss out of hat, any of these claims and people that are looking into these things, you know? And
right.
I think that that's not cool and a disservice. Just because you don't know about something doesn't mean it's not happening. You know what I mean?
Right. Well,
so I don't.
One of the reasons that we wanted to bring the books back out now, 45 years after the fact, is that there's a generation out there that is going to be dealing more and more with the universe and space. We're talking about sending people to Mars. We need to be aware that we are not the only thinking beings out there. And we need to not take our garbage with us when we go out into the universe. That's too important. And when I say garbage, I mean not just physical garbage like we're trashing around the planet now with all the satellites that are dead, but also the knowledge and the spiritual garbage that we drag with us. Everybody's different. And, you know, it's okay with me if you don't want to believe any of this. That's fine. I'm not here to prove it. I'm just here to say this is what we did. But everybody has to find their own level of truth in it, because it's too valuable to ignore. If we can't learn from experiences like Mr. Myers and like so many others have had, then we are doing damage to ourselves. We're not helping ourselves as a population of this beautiful planet in any way, shape, or form. We're harming ourselves.
Absolutely.
By limiting our knowledge.
Absolutely.
That's my tirade.
No, I agree 1,000%. 1,000%. You know, it's just, yeah, garbage is a good way to term that. I completely agree with that. It is, you know, there's too much of it, and there's too much. And I'll tell you something. I mentioned I'm turning into an old man. When you focus on whatever you focus on, folks, and I'm not being all new agey and, you know, everything here or what have you, you know. I'm just saying something I've observed about the universe. When you focus on crap and negativity and stuff, that's what you get. You focus on positive stuff, that's what you get, you know.
That's very true. And it isn't new agey. I mean, it's just kind of a law of the universe that if you are steeped in fear and anger, you're going to experience fear and anger. And if you see the beauty and the joy and the power of that beauty and joy, you will experience that. It's not new agey. It's just real. It's the way it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a family friend who unfortunately was diagnosed with stage four cancer. And she's doing okay. You know, she's going through that. She's going through all that. And knock on wood, you know, she seems to be handling that best she can. And but it's definitely a journey. Anyhow, me and my wife were talking about it, and you know, we both agreed that in my experience, I've never known anyone that has been in a real serious at that serious of a party that has gotten through it being real negative. You know, you kind of have to have a good outlook.
Exactly.
Speaking
from a very personal side, my husband was diagnosed in 2002 with stage 4 cancer, prostate cancer. Mm. He lived for 16 years, and he swore it was because he changed his attitude and his ideas, his eating habits, but mostly his attitude, because he loved everything that he got involved with and thoroughly embraced it, and it makes a huge difference in how life responds.
That's amazing. That's amazing. 16 years. That's gold. You know, that's gold when you're thinking in terms of months to hear something like, I will pass that along.
Yeah, they gave him six months to live, and he turned it into years.
That's amazing. That's what a gift. What an accomplishment.
It really was. It was.
You know, that's amazing. Now, obviously, he was. You had mentioned, you know, traveling to Switzerland with him and whatnot. So he was at all of this too, of course, and you guys were were doing all this. So you got all this information from Mr. Myers, checked it all out, verified everything that you could. Even, you know, if there wasn't concrete, you know, how did he do this? We don't know. But here it is.
Right, it duplicated.
Amazing. And then put this in a book, released the book and whatnot. And the book, is you're re-releasing it now, 45 years later. How cool is that? That's amazing, you know? Amazingly, in the fact also that it's 45 years later, and still, there's some things that can't be explained, you know?
That's right. And it's actually more relevant now, because looking back and realizing, wow, people didn't have personal computers and all of that other technology that we have today. How did he do it? I mean, just that in itself is a massive question. So, yeah, it is very relevant. And then what we're doing as well is we're bringing out a companion DVD to the book that's also titled UFO Contact from the Pleiades, a documentary film. And it's a film that we made back in 1982 where you see Meyer, you hear him talking, explaining these things, and you see parts of the investigation that were so detailed we could not get them into the book.
Amazing. Yeah, because you only have so much space to put.
Right.
Amazing. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Listen to this cool episode ad-free. If you're a VIP member, you can become one on my website, www.jamierocks.us, www.jamierocks.us.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
My Love Shack Apothecary online shop has everything you need to build a special gift for yourself or someone who needs a little pampering. I hand make all of the products in small batches using only plant-based ingredients and therapeutic-grade essential oils. Whether you choose one of my curated sets or want to build a custom gift set, My Love Shack Apothecary has everything you need to send a little sunshine to someone today. Please visit us online at www.loveshackapothecary.com. That's www.loveshackapothecary.com, as well as online on Instagram and Facebook. Links are in our website.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Rocksgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
That is cool. That is cool, folks. Now, this hasn't been released yet, right?
The end of this month.
It happens this month. Okay.
Yes, yes. This is really exciting for me to have both of them out there at the same time, have the book and the documentary film. It does answer so many questions. And if nothing else, it lets people walk away thinking and questioning and using that space to wonder what's really going on out there that we don't know about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have links up to your website, your Facebook page, your LinkedIn. Is the best place to purchase this through your website, or should people go? I know we have a lot of bands on the show, and people always ask, where do I buy the band's music? And I always say, at a show from the merch table, but we understand this is different. But usually,
this is everywhere. It should be available at all bookstores, on all online sellers like Amazon,
so
Barnes and Noble.
To find. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a major release right now. It's doing well.
That's cool. That's exciting. I'm excited. That's very cool. That's amazing. Now, Bree, you see all this activity, and there is a lot of activity in it. I mean, the UFO scene,
right?
And I say that because I don't know what a better word is for it, but there's
a
movement.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, there's a scene there involved with so many people, more than I've ever known. It certainly hasn't waned in popularity. You've seen this since the 70s, you know what I mean? Is it amazing to you that this many people are into this and can't explain it, or is it just a matter of we're all more connected now with the internet and people have access to more information?
Well, I think people do have access to more, and that's important. But I think there's always been this question. You know, what was it that Kenneth Arnold talked about? What was it that it crashed in Roswell? There's a perpetual question of what is this stuff? And now we have the ability to really access all forms of information because it all has value. And I keep saying that if we were all smart, we'd have one location where everybody could tell their story and there was no judgment of the story. It was just out there. But we could use that information to correlate with other information. That would be very valuable, I think, to mankind. We could learn a lot because this is not something that just began in the 40s and is getting stronger as time progresses. It goes back through history with the legends and the myths of all of the cultures of the world talking about their connection to star beings, to off-world beings. That's really, when you get into that stuff, it is mind-boggling.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and we've seen that stuff. We've all been flipping through the TV and seen those big petroglyphs or whatever you want to call them, those hieroglyphics that you can only see from the air. You know, those guys.
Right, the Nazca lines in Peru.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they built that stuff for a reason. It wasn't like, what are we doing this week, guys? Well, we're going to,
And when you study the various cultures and find out that these star beings, through their myths and legends that are in the culture today, the star beings were supposed to bring knowledge to these people, how to be better farmers and how to build observatories and things like that. And the people, such as, let's just talk the Mayans, they still consider the beings from the stars their brothers. And they look at it way. The Hopi Indians, the same way, the Navajo here out here in the Southwest. And all of the American Indian cultures feel the same way. It's really remarkable. So this is their heritage carrying through. And we're just seeing, you know, the physical evidences of it today.
And it's it's amazing how so many of these things turn out to have. I was just reading an article about, you know, when the Forest Service will sometimes intentionally burn part of a forest,
right?
So there'll be new growth and whatnot, and it helps the forest. There's a reason they're doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it turns out that, yeah, back in the day, they learned that from the Native Americans, you know, in that particular area would do the same
right.
thing because, you know, and that's where they said, oh, that's a good idea. Let's do that, you know. But it's, and time after time, there's so many things that come up like that. And it's like, well, if these guys were on the money with that, who's to say, you know,
mm-hmm.
stands to reason. But yeah, it's amazing. My wife, she owns an online crystal business, and you know, it's amazing. I'm a little bit more, you know, again, old man, but I'm open to stuff. And this is a good example of this. Whenever I get a cold or something happens, and pardon me, invariably, you know, she'll give me some kind of crazy Chinese herb that's written in
uh-huh.
Mandarin on the bottle. And I have no idea what it is. but I'm smart enough to know, yeah, I'm not going to argue with her. And I take the stuff and I feel better the next day. And
right.
I'm like, well, I can't explain that. I don't know what happened, but I can't argue with the result, you know? So I'm going to be quiet and
right.
take my medicine.
yeah, well, I'm a big proponent of naturopathic medicine, including herbal medicine and homeopathy. They're just, and they've been around forever.
I am telling you, we have so many crystals in our house, I feel like Superman in the Fortress of Solitude sometimes. you know, it's very true. And she sages the house, you know, me and I'm
mm-hmm.
sitting in my workshop right now. My dog's sitting here, and she'll come in saging us down, you know, and I'm like, me and the dog kind of look at each other and say, well, mom's at it again, but we're not complaining.
Just a little cleaning energy, right?
Yeah, you know. Very religious people I know. I get this a lot, especially here in the South. You know, they're like, oh, I'm going to be praying for you. I don't argue
yeah,
with
right.
you. I'm not religious, but I'm like, yeah.
Who's going to turn down a prayer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing that. I'm not throwing a rock at me or something. You know, I'll
exactly.
It's
all energy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, it's amazing. And here you are. What amazes me, Britt, is you were front row seats to this right after it happened. You know, I mean, at
yes.
the beginning of all of this, and here you still are. That's so cool. You know,
oh,
who can say
you.
That? Life is
yeah.
work. That's fantastic. Very, very cool. Well, I know everybody's going to buy this, and it's going to be one of those, because I imagine that the UFO scene is like anything. You know, there's certain books that are on everybody's shelf. And I imagine this will be
right.
one of the, you know, an addition to that. Even if they already have the original, they'll have the
right.
real
right
next
yes.
to it. You know?
I hope so. I hope they enjoy it because the photographs in it are stunning. I mean, they're 10 inches by 10 inches. In some case, they're 10 inches by 20 inches. And they're just
right.
remarkable. But the background of the man, the background of the case itself, the investigation, and then the words that the Palladians gave to Meyer. He would come back after a contact and write down what was discussed. And they're amazing. They really are. They touch your heart because they talk about how their forefathers are our forefathers. How we have to realize we're not the only thinking beings in the universe. How we need to develop as humans. And that they are constantly developing just as we are. So they may be advanced with technology and in other ways as well. But they're moving forward too. They've not reached perfection. No one has. So that's... those are just a few of the things that are really, I think, very important with people.
Oh, it is amazing. And if you know, if humanity can get it together, I always say that, you know.
Right.
I'm amazed, you know, when I think about 1903, the Wright brothers and their glider, and 66 years later, people are walking on the moon, you know. When we get a bee in our bonnet, a burr under our saddle, we can do amazing things.
We can.
You know, we're certainly not, you know, getting there banning books and all of that nonsense, you know.
No, we need to open up our creativity, not curtail it.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. When I say that in the 70s or late 70s or early 80s, I got into the UFO, reading all these UFO books and stuff. It was our school librarian. You know, he saw me carrying all these books around, and he goes, well, we don't have many books about that in the library here at school, but you might want to read. He gave me a list, and I went to my bookstore and you know, took my paper route money and got some books.
Aw, very good.
Yeah.
But see, you were curious, and that's what we all need to be, is curious. We have to be open and curious.
You might want to check this out. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, you just never know. You just never know. And, folks, I will say it again and again. You know, there's been so many times in my life when I was absolutely sure about something until I wasn't. You know, things happened, and I'm like, well, called that wrong. Hey, I've been to Las Vegas. You don't see me being a millionaire. If I was right about everything, well, you probably wouldn't be seeing me at all, actually. You know, being a
but isn't that great? Just when you think you have an answer, it creates so many more questions.
That's how it is. We, you know, we're on a little bitty planet here in a real big universe, you know. And
right.
I love that line from the Contact book and movie, you know. We're all there is, an awful waste of space. Very true.
Yeah. It is really true. There's, and we in the United States are just beginning to sort of open up to this, not fast enough by my standards, but that's me.
Right.
The rest of the world has been looking at this for a long time. You know, Russia has Star City. Brazil has created an entire department for reviewing this information and putting it out to the public. There are so many different things going on around the world that have value and have importance to the knowledge base of the humans. And we just don't have to believe it. We don't have to accept it. We can debate it. You can debate and be nice about it at the same time. But you all learn from it. And that's so important. No matter
Absolutely.
What it is, you're going to learn from it.
You see all this footage and whatnot. I see a ton out of Brazil where, you know, they'll put this stuff on the evening news. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Meanwhile, we're, you know, here where I'm at, there, you know, an alligator went up on somebody's porch. So that's
the big lead. Very true.
You know, I guess that's important if you're, you know, but, you know, I think unexplained ships in the sky, I think, is important, too. That's, you know,
it is. I mean, these are neighbors, I guess you could call them, and they're sort of watching us. We need to be aware of them.
Absolutely, and just be and be cool with each other. You know, I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Everything you do, folks, is being sent out into the universe. You know,
that's right.
The impression we make. You know. Come on, you know, caging up animals in the aquariums and stuff. Come on, you know, just stuff we don't need to be doing. We could do better is all I'm saying. You know.
Just a little more connection to nature and to creation and to understanding each other without judgment. I think we would really make giant headways in the world. Right now we're too busy getting locked into opinions. And opinions aren't necessarily fact, and facts change. So we have to be open to all of those changes that are going on right now.
Very, very true. Well, I'm so amazed to, number one, have met you and, you know, I've gotten to know you a little bit through all the
details. Yeah, I'm
finally
glad we connected, yes.
Absolutely. You know, you've got another friend in South Florida. If you're
out
this way. You know, but it's and I'm so glad the book's being re-released, you know, and with even the additional DVD documentary, I want to see that. It's just amazing, and it's all happening. And folks, you know, keep your awareness open. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm telling
exactly.
You.
That's the point.
It's amazing. And, you know, any Palladians out there, Palladii, I don't know how you say it, that happen to
yes.
be listening to this, you know, we, for one, I know I'm speaking for Brett here, we think you guys are really okay. So, you know, come on down.
That would really
be
wonderful.
I would like to be invited to one of your parties. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It shouldn't be so limited, even though it seems to be at the moment. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you. Well, if you need a painter, Palladians, that's all I'm saying.
There you go. Just imagine the art you could paint with those crafts.
I'm telling you, that's one of my big jokes now. I tell people, I'm like, you know, whenever I see something crazy in the news or something, or I talk about it online, I'm like, this isn't getting me to Mars any quicker. I want to paint on the planet. you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding up the train here, folks. Come on. Brett, thank you so much for being on the show. You are cool, turned up to 10. And
thank
you. Know, I would say keep up the amazing work, but I know you're going to.
I have no intention of stopping anytime soon. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's amazing.
There's
amazing.
Just
you,
too many wondrous things out there to explore.
Once all of this is, I know you're in the PR, the promo part of this. Release right now and whatnot, and that will die down a little bit, you know, probably in a year or so. But any thoughts on the next project, or we'll all have to wait and see?
Well, I have three in the works right now.
Wow.
One is
wow.
I need to edit Lee's second book about his experiences in Ecuador. I am working on sort of the inside story to the Meyer case, what we experienced throughout that, which is kind of fun. And then I've got a couple other projects, too, that are kind of coming together. So those will be good. Yeah.
Great.
I'm going to keep busy.
Well, you and Deborah, please keep me in mind. I know it's been a crazy journey so far with us, with our show, but it will get better, I promise.
Well, thank you.
And folks, also, I forgot to mention, Britt, in addition to everything she does, is also the CEO of ShirleyMcLean.com. Go check out
right.
that website, folks. It is definitely cool. You will not be disappointed. Amazing. Thank you, Britt. You're the
oh,
best.
Thank you. It's been a joy.
Again, folks, UFO contact from the Pleiades. And we have links. So those, hey, before we go, folks, those links
yeah.
stay active. So when it's, if you're in the future listening to this podcast on Spotify or Pandora or whatever, those links are active. Just click on them. You get to BrittElders.com, her Facebook page, and also her LinkedIn right there. And there you go. And if you want to get, you know, if you have a podcast or something and you want to try to get Britt on, Deborah is the lady to talk to. We have a link to her Facebook as well. So, you know, message her.
Thank you.
To pick up a dry cleaning, wash your car, whatever you got to do to make it happen, because it's well worth it. Thank
Aww.
You, ladies. And Brett, have an awesome rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And folks, all you listeners, you as well. We'll see you next time. Have a good one. We'll be right back.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.